What does it mean, a mitzvah of loving God? Mitzvah, commandment, it's an order. You have to do this and don't do that. That's a commandment. Can you command a person to do something? Yes. If you have the power, whatever, you can command a person to do something. Can you command a person to feel? The answer is no. Either you feel it or you don't. But you can't command me to feel. So when the Torah says, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, you will love God, your Lord, what is the Torah saying? The Torah is giving me an order to love God. What if I don't? It's not going to happen. Even if you tell me to do so, it's not going to happen. So what is the commandment of loving God? The Rambam gives an answer, and Hasidus brings other answers to this, enhancing the answer of the Rambam and adding one more detail. One point is, the Rambam says, the commandment is not in the feeling itself of loving God. The commandment is in the meditation, in the thoughts that a person has to think in order to acquire love to God, love of God. When does a person love something? And love over here doesn't only mean like the love of a man of a wife and a wife. Love means the desire for something, the wanting of something. When does a person really want something, really loves something? When contemplates and thinks the great virtues that this thing has, the great elevation that you're going to reach through this thing, how many good features it has, how many good things it produces, and so on. The more you think about the greatness of a particular thing, the more you want this thing. And the same thing happens on the opposite, on fear. The more a person thinks about how bad something is for him, like, for instance, poison, how bad the poison is, it's going to kill you, it's going to do so much damage and so on, you reject that thing with a stronger desire, so to speak, of rejection. Why? Because you really understand how bad this thing is for you. So the more you understand how good this thing is for you, the more you want to want it. You want to get close to this thing. And the more you think about how this thing is bad for you, the more you're going to reject it with stronger rejection and so on. So the Rambam explains, the mitzvah of loving God is not an order of God, love me. Like, okay, I don't love you, I'm sorry. No. The mitzvah is, think about me. Use your time to contemplate on the creation, the greatness of godliness in the creation, of the wisdom of God in the creation, how great the creation is, how many different types of creatures there are, how great creatures there are, like the sun and the moon. And God creates everything and constantly creating everything. The more you think about this, the more you're going to love me. But the commandment is on the thinking. And on the opposite, on the fear, the more you realize the greatness of God and how he creates with words, that the Torah says, or God said there should be light and so on, the more you think about my power and my greatness, the more you're going to see yourself how small you are. And the more you're going to fear of me. And fear over here doesn't mean that you're trembling because he's going to punish you. No. That's fear of the punishment, not fear of God. Fear over here means the awe that a person has when you really realize how great God is. A very simple example is when you meet somebody that is a very important thing. Suppose he has whatever, 99 years old, whatever the age is. He's not going to hit you. He's not going to do anything wrong because whatever, you can blow on him and he's going to fall in the floor. However, he's really the wisest man in physics or whatever in the world. So you find him and you say, wow, this guy won the Nobel Prize of whatever and so on. You're not afraid of him. You're in awe of the greatness of this mind, of this person, of the accomplishments this person accomplished and so on. That's fear of God. Awe, the greatness of godliness. The commandment is on the thinking part, on the contemplating part, not on the feeling part. The feeling is going to arise when you think about it, when you really think about it. Now, Hasidus adds another idea. The word ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, you shall love your God, your Lord, you can actually translate it in a different way. Ve'ahavta is, you will make others love God, not just you. The commandment is not on you. Because you can't feel, you only will make others love God. You will behave in a way that shows others what it means to be a righteous person. The most you can, whatever, I'm not saying everybody is it's a tzaddik over here, it's righteous. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you show an example of what it means to live properly. Like it has to be. Like the will of God actually dictates. And this will make others love God. So by you contemplating, and by you behaving properly, and arising within you, this feeling of loving God, this will make others love God also. And that's what it means. They all have to. You will make others love God also.